Now that federal prosecutors have a conviction against the Arthur Andersen accounting firm, it's expected they will turn their attention to the Enron investigation. Prosecutors have been building evidence against the energy giant since its collapse in December. The hard-fought victory over Andersen is a crucial piece of that case. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chicago.
The government's indictment of Andersen was widely considered to be a major step toward unraveling the Enron scandal. The accounting firm had signed off on Enron's audits, which proved to be a sham. But for all the optimism of an assured victory going into court, prosecutors had to wait 10 long days for the jury to deliver a guilty verdict. The Andersen case was neither quick nor easy, but Leslie Caldwell, the head of the Enron task force at the Justice Department, made it clear that it was an important victory in the bigger case the government is building against Enron.
Well, I think it sends a strong message that this is a very serious investigative team and a very serious prosecutive team, and we are going to get to the bottom of the Enron debacle, and those people who are responsible are going to be prosecuted.
Even though prosecutors were successful, Caldwell warned they aren't finished with Arthur Andersen. Stephen Presser, a professor of corporate law at Northwestern University, says federal prosecutors will now likely go after individuals at Andersen to get more information about Enron.
What the government now has is a wonderful club to hold over the head of or possibly even beat several people at Andersen. And in plea bargaining with these people from Andersen, who could well be looking at quite severe criminal convictions, the government should be able to have a handle to help it make its case against Enron.
For months, federal investigators have been compiling evidence against Enron, examining, among other things, whether executives deceived investors about the firm's financial health and took part in illegal insider trading. Enron shareholders lost tens of billions of dollars, and many employees lost their retirement savings when the company collapsed. Former Enron executives Kenneth Lay and Jeffrey Skilling have hired high-profile lawyers, and proving they violated securities law will be difficult. Prosecutors will need solid evidence before going into court. To that end, Dan Richmond, a law professor at Fordham University, says the government's victory in getting a conviction against Andersen will help soften up potential witnesses at Enron.
When the government comes to people in Enron and says, look, cooperate now or we're going to go forward and prosecute you, there is a level of power that the government gets from having just gotten a guilty verdict.
But some analysts question whether the government's slim victory over Andersen bodes well for its case against Enron. After all, the government had a tough time convincing a jury that Andersen was guilty. The evidence against the energy giant will be far more complex. But Richmond doesn't agree. He says the case against Andersen may have been neater legally than the one against Enron. But Richmond says the Enron case is more compelling.
Juries like to see bad guys ripping off the public. That is something that they may well see in Enron. That is something they did not see in the case against Andersen, and that made it that much harder.
However slight the victory, federal prosecutors still won their case, which means they can move another step closer to their end game, bringing Enron executives to trial. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.